Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, these two words that start with an S, that's what I want you to remember from today. The first word is saturated.
Amen.
The first couple pages, at least 9 times, the word saturated
is
used.
That's right.
So one of the keys to our Christian life, to experiencing Christ, is to be saturated.
Amen.
And I was asking some saints, what does saturate mean? And my best example I liked was a sponge.
Right.
Just imagine if you're feeling dry like a sponge. There's just no water at all.
Right.
If that sponge gets soaked,
right,
it gets saturated.
Amen.
And it's full of water. So it's so easy for us,
right,
as believers,
saturated,
to get soaked.
Right.
Amen.
It doesn't take a long time to get saturated.
Amen.
You just need to call Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
So Paul was talking about making his joy full. I considered, like, how could a person in prison even think about joy? But not only was he in joy, he wanted his joy to be full.
Right. Right.
And he wanted the saints to think the same thing.
Amen.
Well, how do you do that? Have your minds occupied with Christ?
Amen.
And saturated with him.
Amen.
If our mind is saturated with the mind of Christ, our mind will be wholly set on the Spirit.
Amen.
And we shall be those who have been occupied, permeated, and saturated.
Amen.
By Christ and with Christ.
Amen.
Well, he was saying, how can we think the same thing, you know?
Yeah, right.
Especially all of us in this meeting. You know, we're not even one in how to raise our kids. We can't even be thinking the same thing with our wife. It's impossible.
Right.
But with God, all things
all
are possible.
Things. Amen.
How can we do this? Again, we need to be saturated.
Amen.
This is possible only when the believers are occupied by Christ and allow him to saturate,
amen,
their whole being.
Amen.
Well, then he shared about Christ. We have to take Christ as our pattern. And I enjoy this. It's not just objectively, it's subjectively.
Amen.
Most time you put something in a mold and it looks exactly like whatever you had before. But it's not the same inwardly.
Amen.
It's just the same outwardly.
Right.
But we need to be the same inwardly and outwardly.
Right. Amen.
Well, my favorite part is the working out our own salvation.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're saved. You can't do anything to unsave yourself. So why do you need to work out your salvation? Well, this is a different salvation. This,
right,
is a further salvation.
Amen.
This is a day-by-day salvation.
Amen.
We're already saved.
Right.
We've already been redeemed. But there's a salvation to work out.
Amen.
What about your Christian life? You need to work out your salvation in your daily life.
Amen.
Working out our salvation is a result of taking Christ as our pattern.
Amen.
Our pattern, Christ, is our salvation.
Amen.
Well, this talks about God operating in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people think there's something you need to do for God. You need to work for God. It's a concept in lots of religions.
Yeah.
To do something for God, to work,
right,
for God.
Yeah.
Well, that's impossible for us to do anything for God. But the Bible still says we need to work out our own salvation.
Right.
Well, this was so awesome. God is operating in us.
Amen.
Suppose you don't want to work out your own salvation. Suppose you don't even care about being saved. You can still pray, Lord, I'm willing to be made willing.
Amen.
I'm not willing, but God is even working the willing in you.
Amen.
I'm too busy to live Christ. Lord, I'm willing to be made willing.
Amen.
I'm not really happy right now. Lord, I'm willing to be made willing.
Amen.
I just care for so many things in the world, Lord. Right now I'm distracted, but I'm willing to be made
willing.
Amen. What kind of awesome God is this? He not only works in you, the salvation, he works in you the willingness to be saved.
Amen.
The willingness to let him operate in you.
Amen.
Well, how is he going to do this? What is it that we need to do? Is just cooperate.
Cooperate.
Well, first I had a wrong concept I had to apologize for. I thought, okay, everything's installed in us, but the batteries were not included. And then I realized that's a false concept.
Right.
The batteries have been included.
Right.
So now what's there for us to do?
Switch on!
All we need to do, saints, is switch on.
Amen.
Everything of the process trying God has been installed in us.
Amen.
We don't have to do anything.
Amen.
But we have to do one thing. Switch on!
Amen.
That's the second S. Saturated and switch on!
Amen.